It's Labor Day weekend, and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all your Liquid IV favorites and podcast exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. Just go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout. There's never been a better time to stock up on all your favorite hydration. From sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade to the fan favorite hydration multiplier, cotton candy, and more. This is a limited time offer, so stock up before it ends. Just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing, on-the-go hydration. So don't miss out on stocking up on all your favorites. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide, plus exclusive gifts with purchase. That's code LIVPODS at liquidiv.com.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. One-on-One on a Saturday. And just covering some of the sporting events of Friday. Lots in store. Softball today. Again, softball off to a great start. We'll jump on that in a bit. We'll talk about Sunday at Buffalo Wings and Rings. We'll talk about, invite you down to make sure that you have a place to watch Kansas City and Philadelphia. Come on down, hang out with the talent here. Everybody will be there, to my knowledge. Everybody, with the exception of Amon Green. I don't think Raph's going to be there, but I think everybody else will make an appearance. Come on through. Come on through the Buffalo Wings and Rings. Kickoff 5 later-ish, and we'll get there about 4. We'll also give away prizes. We'll do a raffle. The first 100 folks get to get a square as we give away some signed jerseys. And then everybody will get a ticket for the raffle for all items that will be raffled throughout the course of the game. And there's some really cool prizes. So, again, you can watch at home, understand the comfort, get it, cool, understood. But where else can you go and talk football people? Come hang out with your ticket family. And then, you know, you could walk out with some really cool prizes. That's what I know is not going to happen at your house. You're not going to do your own home raffle, because if you're doing a raffle at home, you need more friends. that's how that works. We're talking Huskers, and I think I start to get excited about the young Huskers who will come back. That Ridge, Antrell, Mento, all being in that space where they're going to come back and get extra work done for the Huskers. Again, Mento making the top 10 is just amazing for a redshirt freshman to come in and have that sort of success. Shout out. Listen, you're not supposed to have favorite athletes on the team. You're not supposed to. But there's certain ones that have a little more persona, a little more riz, a little more charisma than maybe they should, or maybe they have exactly the right amount. But Lenny Pinto, if you haven't been to Devaney and seen the Huskers, and again, they've got one final meet next week against Indiana, get your tickets and go see the Huskers before they go to the Big Ten tournament. Lenny Pinto is a rock star. He's a rock star. Comes out. It's a vibe. He is a grinder. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. He gets a massive win over number 6 Kennedy from Iowa in Iowa City. And I just like, okay, well done, Lenny. Lenny's a star. Like, and here's the thing about all 10 of the wrestlers. And we could say 11 if you want to add Bubba Wilson to it. They're all stars. They're all really good people. They all make you emotionally invest. You get into it. At 184, Silas Allred, who all-American, good, quality human being, makes it easy to root for, but goes on the road in a top 10 bout and knocks off number five on the road at Iowa. And I thought Pinto gave him a 4-point lead. They had a 7-point lead going into the final two matches. And there was this place in my head where I started to count. And I hate that about wrestling, is that you do the forward head count. Like, you know, we've got two matches left. If they hold them to decisions, or if you win one of them, you win the meet. But to say that Iowa was favored in both of those matches, fair. They were. I think they had the number one wrestler in the country at light heavy. Number one. So you don't expect your freshman to come in and throw him around and get it done. You want him to minimize the damage. Didn't happen. Number one in the country performed like number one in the country. Got the 6-point pen, and my heart sunk. My heart sunk for the program, for that young man. Cameron McDaniel, again, as a freshman, he's going to be a star. To be ranked as a freshman is a pretty big deal. And he's a fighter and truly likable. My heart broke. And then you've got one match left, and you're just kind of there. And you realize that you're putting I had watched Ben Cooter from Iowa the last 2 weeks. And I watched him against Gable Stevenson. Okay. And he's a scrappy dude. Now, it's probably not fair to judge people by how they perform against Gable Stevenson. But in his particular case, he made it as difficult as possible. Fair to say he didn't do well, but also fair to say that he was competitive and forced Gable to do some things. And you need it for Harley Andrews, and Harley's an amazing young man, kind of undersized at heavyweight, but it happens. And as he grows into this thing, last year he was put in a situation and he excelled. He actually won a heavyweight bout that gave Nebraska the win. I didn't have that expectation. He didn't get the win, but the Huskers lose 19-16 to Iowa in Iowa City. Moral victories, I don't like to dance in that place, trusting the process and understanding that, listen, there are some Huskers who had, even in not winning, performed. They competed at their high level. And to say that, I've heard them say, that it's one thing to get beat when you don't perform well. It's another when you've done everything that you could do. Your cardio was right. Your fitness was right. Your nutrition was right. Your head was in the right space. And it just doesn't happen for you. Because that's college wrestling, especially when you talk about two of the top 10 programs in the country. But shout out to Caleb Smith, Brock Hardy, Antro Taylor, Lenny Pinto, and Silas Allred for getting 5 wins in the 10 matches last night. They went 5-5. The pen mattered. The pen always matters. It's tough. On the other side, and again, go and just jump on Huskers.com and get your tickets for the next home meet. It's the last home meet of the season before they take off for Big Ten. So if you would, and tickets are affordable. I believe the general admission, $8. So they have it's Indiana at home next Sunday at 12:30 at Devaney, and then they will finish their regular season in West Lafayette the following Sunday at 5:30. So to see the Huskers one more time in this version before they head off to the Big Ten tournament. The Big Ten tournament, March 8th in at Northwestern, which is interesting because that's a small building. That's a small room for wrestling. But you're going to have the Big Ten there. Don't know. Don't know. Wouldn't have been where I picked it. But understood. And then the national championships will be in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center, March 20th, 21st. And fully expect a lot of these Huskers to be deep in the day, too. Even in the championship rounds and several All-Americans out of this group. Speaking of All-Americans, Nebraska softball has an All-American. She has we have a national champion who wears the Husker N. And I don't want it to get lost in that this season is all about Jordy Ball, but this season certainly rests on the shoulders and hands of Jordy Ball. For her to bounce back from the injury is a testimony in her toughness and her faith that, listen, that's a nasty injury. You get to come home after having all the success you had at Oklahoma, and then you come home and you get excited and programs are regenerating interest and revenue and contacts and agreements because of you, and then you get hurt. And then while your teammates struggle and grind, you have to find a way to not only get healthy, but then to get to the level that you were at or even beyond. Any athlete who goes through that and then comes out on the other side prepared, focused, and then, oh, by the way, what we're going to do is we're going to throw a powerhouse program in front of you. Day one. We're not going to play with you. We're not going to play with you. Right off the bat, you're going to face a top 10 program. And not only did she perform, but to say that you're going to come out and shut down a top five, top six program to one run, and then, oh, just for grins and giggles, just for full measure, go and hit a two-run bomb. Hitting, it's always fantastic. Softball does the thing that it changes a lot of the metrics of these sports, and you would think that a Jordy Ball hitting third in a lineup or fourth in a lineup because she has power and she's been in those critical situations before. It is a statement and testimony to Nebraska softball that Jordy hit second. She hit second and it worked out perfectly. It worked out perfectly. And she's got some support behind her. She's got some bomb hitters behind her. I was curious about who player number two was going to be for Nebraska softball. And I thought there's an opportunity for it to be on the pitching staff threefold, because this is a three-headed machine in the circle for Nebraska. Coach Ravel has some options to go yesterday and go to, you know, to your bullpen and allow them to put in that work and to get the performances that you got. And then to finish your first three games plus 24 runs. Plus 24 runs. I don't know if that was expected. One, it didn't matter the quality of play. It's still, softball doesn't always work that way for you. But in a tournament of this level to go 28-4, runs for, runs against, it's a statement. Now, you know, softball doesn't care. Load it up again. Get back to work. You got more games to play today. So they will have a busy weekend as well. And eyes on. And remember that Husker baseball starts next week. McConaughey being put into the watch list for baseball. Some projections as a second and third team All-American has got to give you some flush of positivity about that program. Jalen Worthy and what he's doing, what he's done, and what the work that's been put in. But we'll spend time over the course of the next few weeks with softball and baseball, and we'll start to get pumped about that. I do want to close with two things. So here's what we'll do. We'll go to break. When we come back, one, I'll give you another reminder to meet us down at Buffalo Wings and Rings tomorrow, Sunday, depending on when this gets run and when you hear it. Meet us at Buffalo Wings and Rings. And the other, the men's and women's basketball programs are at critical points in their schedule and on their journey. Both currently projected to make the tournament, both the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament, but they're both at forks in the road. We'll talk about why and our hope for them when we come back to One-on-One.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
M Suits Clothiers, Lincoln's favorite men's store. Family owned and operated, located one block south of 56th and Pine Lake Road. The end of season clearance is going on now with up to 50%.